William G. Myers III was back before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Last year, Senate Democrats blocked his appointment to a seat on a federal appeals court. He was one of seven appeals court nominees who were blocked in the Senate and who have now been renominated in the president's second term. This has angered Democrats, just as Republicans were angered over Democratic tactics on the Senate floor, and a showdown now seems to be brewing. NPR's David Wellna has this report.
Late last year, Senator Arlen Specter came under fire from more conservative Republicans for suggesting that President Bush may not be able to get controversial court nominees confirmed by the Senate. Specter was only able to take over the chairmanship of the Judiciary Committee by promising publicly he'd hold hearings for every one of the president's judicial nominees. Today, he explained why he chose a former lobbyist for Western mining and logging interests named William Myers as the first renominated nominee to get a hearing.
And we have decided to begin with Mr. Myers among those who have been renominated, quite candidly, because we can count 58 votes for cloture.
In fact, it takes 60 votes to reach cloture and end filibusters. But New York Democrat Charles Schumer said President Bush seems to think that by renominating people like Myers, he can play a game of what Schumer called judicial chicken.
When the president sends us a radical and regressive nominee, one so far out of the mainstream he can't even see the shoreline, we as senators have no choice but to return to sender once, twice, or 10 times if need be.
And the panel's top Democrat, Vermont's Patrick Leahy, went so far as to call Myers the most anti-environmental judicial nominee he'd seen during 30 years in the Senate.
He's been already examined. Senate withheld his consent to his lifetime appointment. It was rejected for his partisanship. Instead of trying to change the vote on this, we ought to be looking for new consensus nominees.
Myers, who was the Interior Department's top lawyer during President Bush's first term, acknowledged making provocative statements while representing clients.
I have been a lawyer in my private practice, of course. That's what I was trained to be. That's what I've been. I've not been on a bench. I've not served as a judge. And so I've been an advocate for clients. If I were to be confirmed, I would be an advocate for the law.
Utah Republican Orrin Hatch noted that Myers is from Idaho and is up for a seat on the Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco, which covers 9 western states.
This is a very good Intermountain lawyer, but really a good lawyer for our country as a whole, even though he undoubtedly has differed with some of our folks on this committee from time to time. But, gee, that's not unusual either.
New York Democrat Schumer, for one, challenged Myers to stand by an earlier published claim that it's fallacious that a centralized government can promote environmentalism.
I want to know if you believe it.
I believe that sometimes environmental legislation has a blunt sword approach to particular problems, and that working with a regulated community can result in better environmental protection than legislation on occasion.
So, in other words, you left out the word sometimes, on occasion. You just wrote
right.
A sweeping statement.
Right.
Schumer and other Democrats said they were even less inclined to vote for Myers this time than they were last year, when every one of them on the Judiciary Committee opposed his nomination. But the Republican majority intends to vote for Myers, and his nomination is expected to come up in the full Senate in April. Asked today if Myers will be filibustered, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid indicated he would.
On the judges that have been brought forward previously, we're going to treat them just the same as we have in the past.
Republicans are threatening to do away with judicial filibusters if the president's nominees are blocked again by Democrats, a move Democrats say would bring all work in the Senate to a halt. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.